Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Utterly Horrific Podcast. I'm your host, Cole, joined by my co-host, the wonderful Gata.
You're too kind, Cole. You're too kind.
I'm too kind. What are we talking about today, Carter?
We're talking about a great horror film, The Conjuring.
Not just a great horror film, a great trilogy.
Yeah. We're talking about Conjuring 1, 2, and 3 today.
We're not going to talk about the Annabelles or the nuns or anything. We're going to talk about just the three Conjuring movies.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on those?
These movies are... they're really good. They're probably some of the scariest movies out there. They were absolutely terrifying. At least the original. The original was absolutely terrifying. Two, I think, was good. Three, honestly, I didn't like The Conjuring 3.
Okay. So if we're going back to how we did episode 1 where we talked about Scream and we had you rank all the Scream movies in order from personal favorite to personal last, or least favorite, how would you rank the Conjuring movies?
It's just 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3?
Yep.
I would have to agree with you, but I am going to tell you this. A little bit of a hot take here. Controversial opinion. A conspiracy theory. Maybe.
I love those.
Conspiracy theory. But I would actually say that although I completely agree that the first Conjuring film is by far the best movie in the franchise, not just the trilogy of the actual Conjurings, but all of the Conjuring franchise, I think the original 2013 is the best movie. I do think that the second one from 2016 is scarier.
Yeah, the second one was terrifying.
The second one had freaking terrifying.
It had very good jump scares in it. And I think that was when Valak?
Yeah.
That's when she first appeared,
yeah,
right?
That's where you first see Valak, the demon nun, is in the second Conjuring.
Yeah.
Are you big into that? You big into jump scares? Is that like your...
jump scares are terrifying, you know?
Good jump scares.
Talking about the movie, I have goosebumps. I have goosebumps talking about the movie. Yeah, good jump scares. You can't overdo the jump scares. Yes. And I think that's what the Conjurings did well. The Nun, I think that's what they did
wrong.
They relied on
jump scares, man. I also would say this, that while we're talking about The Conjuring and James Wan, obviously, being the director of the first two films, and also the director of one of my favorite franchises, Insidious, and I know you like Insidious as well.
Oh, good movies.
Have you seen The Red Door yet? The Red Door. Insidious? I don't think you have yet.
Yeah. The one that came out this year. Yeah.
I think that although that was a good movie, it wasn't spectacular by any means. It wasn't anywhere near the first two.
Yeah.
I think that they relied a little bit too much on jump scares. They were good jump scares. Like, they made me jump.
Yeah.
They scared me, but...
yeah, totally agree. Getting back to The Conjuring, what are your thoughts on the third one? The third one is, for both of us, the least liked one. What makes it the least liked one to you?
First, I'd say that even though it's my least favorite, it's by no means a bad movie. I know that movie kind of got a bad rep, but I still like it. I think it's well made. I think it's well shot.
Yeah.
To put it into one word, if I describe the third Conjuring, it's creepy. It's just like creepy. You know what I mean? Like, you have the antagonist, the daughter of the priest.
Yeah.
The lady who's summoning the witch. I can't remember her name, but she's just freaky. Super slim, black clothes. You know what I mean? Like, she's just scary. The way she walks,
I don't know,
the way she controls herself.
For me, the first two, there was always what some would say the pucker factor.
Describe the pucker factor, please.
I don't think I have to in the pub.
All right, fine. We'll, if you don't know what the pucker factor is, look it up. I'm sure Google will answer it for you.
So anyways, it gave you the puck factor about the entire time through the movie.
Where you're scared.
Yeah.
You're just scared.
You had that. You had, like, no matter, even if it was just like a... it was like a scene where you knew nothing was about to happen, you were always, like, on the edge of your seat. There's always that goosebumps. But in the third one, if I recall, the only time I was really, like, scared from that movie was when the guy got possessed. Do you remember that? The guy got possessed and he, like, crawled at the people like a dog.
Oh, when Arnie actually kills his landlord.
Yeah.
And, like, it's near the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was like the only time to really? That entire film that I was kind of like.
I would have to say that. I'm going to have to look up her name. Who is. Okay. So who is the antagonist? What is her actual name in the Conjuring 3?
Yeah, I just. The Conjuring 3, I don't think was it. But the new one coming out, The Conjuring Last Rites. Have you watched that trailer?
That trailer hasn't been released yet.
Oh, it hasn't?
No. Isla Kassner. So she was the occultist. She was the witch lady, the demon summoner. I would have to say back to your point of when you were talking about how one of the only times in that film where you were actually scared was when Arnie's landlord.
Yeah.
He's not possessed. Arnie's getting possessed.
Yeah.
And that's what makes him kill him. Yeah, that's what you were saying. I would say that. Do you remember towards the end of that movie in the third act when Lorraine Warren goes to the priest house again and he takes her down to the basement?
Yeah.
And then
Isla,
his daughter, that's when the priest tells Lorraine that witch, the person that's making people possessed,
mm-hmm.
that's his daughter.
Yeah.
And when she shows up, right after he tells Lorraine that her lair, that her altar is going to be down in the tunnels because that's where she played as a kid, and then he shows her how to get down in the tunnels, and then there's that scene, that shot where it's right behind the guy. It's to the side of the priest, and he closes the door down to the cellar, which would take Lorraine into the tunnels, and then you see Isla right behind him, and you know this is going to be bad. That scene freaked me out.
Yeah.
Because you know, like, well, number one, Isla is a devil worshiper, and she possesses people, or she sets curses on people. She's definitely going to kill her dad. And she's definitely going to kill her dad, because now she's got to go after Lorraine, who is now in her territory.
Yeah, I only watched it once, so I'm trying to picture the scene, but I do remember Lorraine going back to the priest's house. I do remember Lorraine going into the tunnels. And yeah, I guess you could say that was a scary part in that film, but really.
But I have to agree with you that.
That, but when Arnie killed his landlord was probably the only time. Everything about that,
the music, the song.
Yeah.
I don't remember what song they played. It was a pretty popular song. The lights flashing from like, they're like off and then they're mm-hmm. red and off and then they're red. And then you see the landlord crawl after him, even though he's not really the landlord. You know what I mean? And then Arnie kills him with a knife. But that's not, like I said, and you would agree that that's not either of our favorite Conjuring films. Once again, we're not talking about the Annabelles. We're not talking about The Curse of La Llorona. We're not talking about the nuns. We're talking about the first three Conjurings from 2013, 2016, and 2021.
We will talk about
we will get into a whole Conjuring universe episode. But for tonight, when was the first time that you saw The Conjuring, the original one?
Do you remember? Conjuring. That was it was probably, I would have to say, it wasn't right when it came out. I would say probably 2016.
2016?
When I was like 10 years old.
Okay. So that is, you saw it the same time that the second one came out, in 2016.
Yeah, because I think I remember watching the second one pretty close before right when it came out. Okay. Yeah.
I actually saw the original Conjuring the weekend that it came out, and it freaked me out, man.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
The trailer for the original Conjuring was terrifying.
Yeah.
I think they really played off like the hide and clap game. You know what I mean? Especially mm-hmm. when the mom's looking down the cellar and she lights the match and then she two hands go and clap.
Yep.
But let's talk about the first one. So in the first Conjuring, it came out in 2013, directed by James Wan. It stars, obviously, as the other two. It stars Patrick Wilson as Ed Warren. And Vera Farmiga as Lorraine Warren. Those are our two antagonists, Ed and Lorraine Warren. And then you have the family of the parents. And this is set in Rhode Island. It's either Rhode Island or Connecticut in the 1970s. And it is said to be Ed and Lorraine Warren's most famous case.
Yeah, which there's also some things that say that they did nothing.
I have heard a little bit
That they
about
did
that.
nothing, but
Well, you have to also understand that this is a movie,
it is the
so
movies.
they're gonna Hollywood it a little bit.
Yeah, but I
But
mean to that's kind of a big flex because like to say that in real life they did nothing to in the movies
they did
they did
everything.
everything. It's kind of a
But
big stretch.
you cannot deny the proof around that house if you ever look into it. I need to. I'm gonna look that up real quick. If it's in Rhode Island or Connecticut, I believe it is in Rhode Island. But The Conjuring House, the actual home of the Perry family, the Perrin family hauntings. It is located in Rhode Island. Yep, so we were right. It's in Burrillville, Rhode Island. You cannot deny if you ever look into that house a little bit. I don't know if you actually have. But there is so much creepy stuff that is around the house.
Yeah, and they let people go
They let
like
people
stay the night
stay the
too.
night in and stuff.
It's still, I mean, is it still haunted? Is there any like,
I would imagine that it just doesn't go away.
you got a point. You got a point.
But your main antagonist in that is
Bathsheba.
Bathsheba Sherman. They say that in the movie, she sacrificed her newborn to and proclaimed her love to Satan and then hung herself in the backyard. That, I don't know if you knew this or not, but she's a real person and you can visit her grave. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
You can go see the grave of Bathsheba Sherman. But as for the actual film itself, what do you like about it?
Oh, the Conjuring film. Great jump scares, first of all.
You're a big jump scare guy.
I like jump scares, but they didn't overuse it, you know? And they even had the moments where you thought there was going to be a jump scare, but there wasn't. So, like,
Oh, those are beautiful, aren't they?
they had that, I mean, the storyline, everything about it
It's a
was well
great.
produced. It
It's well
was,
made. It's well
yes, it
shot.
was.
Everything about that movie is I would say that it is one of, if not the best movie of the 2010s. I really think so.
Oh yeah.
Like
Yeah.
easily.
It was for sure the best scary movie.
I would say of the year, it's the it that's the best horror film of 2013.
Yeah, but I'd say it's the best horror film of the 2010s.
Think so?
I mean, what else really?
I mean, yeah, I would agree with you. And it takes a it I really think it takes a movie like that to launch a franchise like this. I mean, let's look at Evil Dead, for example. I know you're not the biggest fan of the original 81 Evil Dead, but
Yeah.
that launched a cult following franchise off one film.
Yeah.
Such a hit. And then you can look at all the classics, you know what I mean, that have launched these huge
Yeah.
franchises. But I like that movie because it is just downright freaky and it's so well made. Dude, everything about that movie is so good.
Yeah.
It's so good that you could almost watch that as like a comfort movie.
No.
Think so?
That's crazy. That's an absurd statement.
Really?
That movie is terrifying. I don't know how someone could be comforted through that.
I don't know. I always thought Sinister with Ethan
No.
Hawke was
I
a comfort
mean,
movie. I always thought that was a good one to kind of take a nappy to.
no, like
And that's a
a
terrifying
good
movie.
scary movie is a comfort movie is like Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo
Those,
is amazing.
yeah. I don't think I could. I mean, we're not the same person. We're not the same, you know? But I don't think in any way this movie could be a comfort movie. It's a hot take. It's
I
another hot
will
take for
say
you.
that there are some scenes in that, like we've just really like praised this movie for being so scary, and I think it's like it deserves it. That scene when the mom is playing hide and clap with her youngest daughter, and then the clap comes from the closet inside,
Yeah,
and
like
the
the
two
hands, you could
hands,
see the hands come
yes,
out.
oh
Oh,
dude,
perfect.
and when the two daughters are in their room and they look up. and Bathsheba's on top of the on top of the clothes rack or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, that's freaky. That little closet. Oh yeah. I remember when I first saw that, I screamed. Well,
I can imagine. I mean, you were a youngster.
Mm-hmm. What, I was 13. I was 13 when I saw it. Yep. Great. Great scare there. But then kind of what we were talking about with Scream yesterday is I think an important part of a horror film is not all scary movies have to be downright terrifying and grotesque. So we were talking yesterday on the last episode with how Scream has a comedic value to it.
Yeah.
Conjuring out a little bit of comedic value. When you get the cameraman and
oh yes, when Ed and Lorraine show up,
helpers for Ed and Lorraine. I can't remember the names, but they're funny.
They did that with Insidious too.
Yes, they did the exact same thing. James Wan is good at that. He's good at
helpers are a good comedic relief.
He's good at bringing a little bit of a comedic value to it, and I think that helps you. I think that helps you relate to characters. It helps you build like almost like a little bit of a relationship with characters.
Yeah,
and maybe you're not relating to, you know, Ed and Lorraine's two helpers directly, but Ed and Lorraine themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Great movies. And then we move on to The Conjuring 2 from 2016, based around the Enfield poltergeist in England in the 1970s. What'd you think about it?
Great film.
Great film.
I mean, fantastic. Again, well shot. Super I think well it had, played. As you said before, better jump scares. And I mean, I'm going to tell you my favorite scene. My favorite scene of the entire movie is when the kid goes out to get biscuits in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Just on the edge of the seat the entire time.
Is that when?
Then, is I think that that's when the fire truck.
To, it's yeah, that's when we're introduced to Crooked Man, I think.
No, I think that's later. Crooked Man, like when he's actually like there and he's like, walking at
is that
someone
a little bit later.
That's later.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is
yeah,
when
yeah.
The
I know
fire
what you're talking
truck
about.
Keeps
yes.
coming out.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, just perfect.
Very, very good. I would say that my favorite scene from that movie is when the little girl, the main girl who's possessed,
yeah,
has the water in her throat, and Ed and Lorraine are trying to do the whole like speak with the water in your mouth thing.
And then you can see the old man in the chair.
Oh, dude, that Bill guy was freaking scary.
Yeah, and he wasn't even. There was nothing wrong with him.
Yeah, I don't think he was necessarily a bad guy.
He wasn't a ghost. He was they explained it. He was a Valak, I'm pretty sure, was like.
He was like possessing him, and then Bill was trying to like. If I got this right, Bill was trying to like warn them or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, it was. I kind of forget how it works. I've watched the movie multiple times, but Bill, I do not believe. I'm pretty sure. Say about 88% sure.
88%? That
that's about a, how.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure he was a good guy.
Yeah, he wasn't. I don't think he was necessarily a good guy. I don't think he was necessarily a bad guy. I think
but he wasn't the.
He wasn't the enemy.
Yeah.
But like you mentioned previously, The Conjuring 2 is where we are first introduced to what is now becoming its own spinoff series to Valak the Nun. What do you think about her?
Valak,
mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
She is freaky.
She is terrifying.
She is freaky.
They did so good with her in the Annabelle movies that I don't see. There's how many Annabelle movies are there? It's like four, ain't there?
I don't think there's quite four. Where is she in the Annabelle movies?
She's in the one where they're at. That girl is babysitting Ed and Lorraine's daughter.
Oh yes.
Her friend
you're right.
Breaks into
yes.
And
breaks
then,
into Ed's studies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Valak is in that one. I'm pretty sure because they're
It's also where we're introduced to the guy with the coins on his eyes. Remember that? That's the same movie.
Yeah.
I think there's two or three Annabelles. The Annabelles have never been anywhere near my favorite, but
I think they're fantastic.
Have you ever heard like the real thing behind the Annabelle doll?
Yeah, it's like a real thing. And it's terrifying.
No. Like there's a story out there, and it's not a story, it's true. There's documentation about it. A couple people, they went and they messed around with the Annabelle doll. I don't know if it was when it was locked up in Ed and Lorraine's room full of creepy crawlies,
mm-hmm.
That they've collected. But it was like three or four people messed with the doll and were, like, making fun of it. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
They were, like, making fun of the doll and being like, oh, if you can hurt me, then do it right now and stuff. Well, all three of those people ended up dying in separate car accidents.
Yeah, I mean, it's not okay.
I wish I could find that story, and I'm sure I could if I looked for it, but we're going to keep on the topic of the second Conjuring. No, I really liked that movie. I liked the cast of it. I liked all the people that played the British family.
Yep.
I liked how, you know what I really do like about it, which I don't think they could ever do anything different, is once Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga are done, they can't keep making them. You can't have somebody else other than Patrick Wilson play Ed Warren.
Yeah, you can.
Like, that's just not going to work. Yeah. They are becoming, like, such staple, iconic characters.
They have already become.
Yes. And then we look at, like, Patrick Wilson. He also has The Conjuring. Or The Conjuring. Insidious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad that they were able to. And I think that if they weren't able to, I don't know if they even would have made the film. I'm so glad that those two came back and played Ed and Lorraine Warren for the second one. But no, really good movie. I do think it's scarier than the first one, as I previously mentioned, but I do not think that it's as well made. Or I shouldn't say as well made. I don't think it's as good of a movie as the first Conjuring, but I do think it's freakier. And I love the fact that they brought in Valak as the main antagonist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, is this movie based on true story? It is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Enfield Poltergeist in England in the 1970s. Yeah.
Yeah, that was... And is this the movie with... I think this is the movie with Easter eggs in it.
Yeah, where they, like, they're spelling out Valak when they're in Edmund's kitchen.
Yeah.
If you look closely enough, there's a scene where Ed and Lorraine are back home and they're in their personal kitchen of their house. And if you look closely behind, I think Ed is painting the picture of Valak or something along those lines, but somebody's sitting down, and along the windowsill are the letters VALAK. And if you weren't looking for it, you wouldn't know it's there.
There's also another one.
There's another one
when she's writing in the diary.
Yeah. In the Bible.
And then on the bookshelf
as well.
Yep.
Yeah, so if you're looking for those, go watch Conjuring 2. Find the scenes, I think it's midway through the movie, where Ed and Lorraine are in their house. Look in the background a little bit when Lorraine is sitting on her couch. She's reading her Bible, or she's writing her diary, one of the two. I believe it's she's reading the Bible. If you look in the bookshelf behind her, you'll see the letters V-A-L-A-K. And then, as we previously mentioned, when they're in the kitchen, Ed and Lorraine, if you look behind her on the windowsill, you'll see the same thing. And then that is also how she figures out what is the demon's name so they can defeat the demon in the end.
Yeah.
Is that she's having visions, and then she starts, you know, scraping it into her Bible.
Yeah.
And it's the same letters. But, no, super cool they threw those in, those little Easter eggs. excuse me. I also like how in the second Conjuring, they really put an emphasis on how the public views these type of demonic possessions. They had it in the beginning when they were on the talk show, when Ed and Lorraine were on the talk show, and they had the non-believer try to outsmart Ed, and Ed gets a little bit frustrated backstage. And then they also played it off when they had the actual media from England come to the house and try to play it off how, oh, she could be faking it this way, or she could be faking it this way, and stuff like that. And it eventually leads Ed and Lorraine Warren to dismiss the case and just about head back to America.
Yeah, thank the Lord they didn't.
Because I don't know if you remember, but in that movie, there's the scene where the main girl who's possessed is destroying the kitchen. And they get it on camera that she did it herself, but she played it off as that it was a demonic possession destroying the kitchen.
Yeah.
But then she eventually says to her brother or sister that the demon that was possessing her said that if you don't leave, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
So I like how they played off the whole media aspect of it, to where you do have people, and it's going to happen no matter what. You're going to have people that are just like, there's no way this is real. There's no way, whatever, whatever, whatever. But at the same time, whether you believe it or not, it's a horror film.
Yeah.
Sit down, have fun with it. You know what I
It's a
mean?
good one.
It's a good one at that. And then we move on to the third and final Conjuring. And we already talked about it a little bit. Not the final movie, but Conjuring 3. And that one is based around Arnie Johnson when he claims demonic possession over when he kills his landlord.
Yeah, we already talked about this one. We're not the biggest fans of it, but it still is a good movie. It's still, it just didn't, I don't think it was as scary as the first two. So if you're looking for a good scare, watch the first, watch the second. The third one is still very well made. Just doesn't have that scare factor to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it's not, you know, it's still scary, but I wouldn't say that it's like as we previously said, it's nowhere near the first three.
It still has
Still.
its goosebumps moments, but it's not like the first two.
Yeah. I would say once again that Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson are fantastic in that.
Yep.
They do really well. I do like how they kind of pulled away from the whole possession aspect of it and went more of a like a cursed when you have Isla is
Yeah,
placing curse on
is this
people.
one based on a true story? It is.
Yep, and they tried to claim demonic possession. It's
Oh, yep.
1981
Yeah, I
in
remember.
Connecticut. Yeah. Still a good movie. I really like it. But have you we have a new title for The Fourth Conjuring.
Last
The
rites?
Last Rites, man.
Yep.
Coming out in, let me look this up again.
This one should be. I think this one will be real good. Is it, you think it's gonna be the last one? With a
That's a
title like that?
could very well be, and I think a lot of that comes down to who's willing to keep making the.
'Cause James Wan didn't produce the third
He
one.
didn't
Who
direct
do
the
you know
third
who
one.
did the third one?
Yeah, it was Michael Chavez. But no. The Fourth Rites.
The last
The
rites.
Last Rites, the fourth movie. I'm gonna have to look that up on when it's actually supposed to be coming out. I just read some news about it the other day. I don't even know if it has a release date yet.
Yeah, might not.
I'm not seeing a whole lot of information on it.
When did the title come out?
It was actually released at CinemaCon in April of 2023.
Oh, okay. So that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would maybe the end of this year.
Possibly.
I don't know. I don't know if you're gonna beat 2023. They had some good horror films. Scream 6,
Evil Dead
Evil
Rise.
Dead Rise was out. Yes.
Nefarious came out.
Nun 2.
Nun 2 came out.
5 Nights at Freddy's was
Five
out.
Nights at Freddy's came out.
It was
Cocaine Bear,
just
whether you like it or not, came out.
it
Cabin in the
was
Woods, which I, as previously mentioned in the last episode, I was a big fan of. But no, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes on that part. With that being said, big man, you got anything else to add?
No, I think that's going to wrap up the episode. Thank you guys again for listening to another episode.
Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another one. Not sure what we're going to discuss yet, but We'll figure it out. Until next time, peace.